You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go down.
It's just so sad. But it is another edition of Sound and Nick's Vision. And the reason we're sad is not because Nick's back on air again. Good day to you, sir.
Alex, nice to see you again, my friend. Mm. How have you been? Are you well?
Splendid. It seems like only a matter of weeks ago we were Sound and Nick's Visioning Volume 32. And then, in the immortal words of the rock band, Sound and Nick's Vision will go on air when AC/DC have actually, you know, over their dead bodies. Let's not go that line. So still, the delivery isn't it, and it's not good, because we've lost a fair number of fine folk, including, as Sound and Nick's Vision goes out in November, on the 23rd of November. There we are. I've actually time-locked this programme for
Wonderful.
The benefit of people who want to work through that. Literally just 48 hours after we lost David Cassidy, which we might have a little tribute to as well.
What a shame.
But there's always a silver lining in every cloud, and as David Cassidy had the wonderful Shirley Jones as his mom in the Partridge Family, the Sound and Nick's Vision joint mamas are with us, producer Kat and also ace correspondent Sue Royce.
Hello.
Sue's back.
And Sue, as well as her front and back, will be featured on the show.
Really?
Because...
Several times.
I know, exactly.
What?
Because she's been making great waves with her choral material. Go on, let's launch straight away with this one, Sue. What managed to raise 2,000 English pounds for a project that you get involved with, which had music connected with it and was live, so it's within the Nick Elliott line of keeping music live.
Yes.
What did you do last Saturday?
We had a wonderful concert held here at the University of Lincoln in the atrium, and it was for the Children's Brain Tumour Research Centre, and we raised over £2,000, and it was a beautiful evening, and I was privileged to be one of the four organising committee members who did it, which was lovely.
Thank you.
Best book ever written about Tom Petty. Any thoughts, Nick Elliott?
I didn't know there was one. I missed it.
Interviews with Tom Petty, Paul Zollo. Check it out on various sites. Paul Zollo, regular correspondent these days. Z-O-L-L-O. He's a correspondent who actually wrote Songwriters on Songwriting, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Interviewed everybody, every person you kind of could even imagine.
Really?
He's actually interviewed from the likes of Paul Simon right the way through Tom Petty.
I learn so much every time we engage.
Well, there we are. It's, and you can download it as well. If you want to purchase it as an original book, The Conversations with Tom Petty, could set you back the high side of £300.
Really?
Go online. Gosh. Go online and actually use the Amazon digital download.
Okie dokie.
I am a little bit shocked by the next tune you've gone for.
Good band.
Good band, but same tune.
Very good
constantly
singer.
Constantly the same tune. Every time the same tune. There are people in Newcastle who said, if you get these people out again from their Tyneside background, we are going to effectively get very angry. But you've gone for the Lighthouse Family.
I have.
Why?
I kind of staggered across a couple of their videos and it reminded me just how good they were. Mm. And how good a singer he was.
Mm. He hasn't popped his clogs, though, has he?
No.
Well, there we are. Still is, presumably.
No. Oh, yeah.
Just obviously definitely. Not.
I don't know whether they are still a band.
They might be out there somewhere. I mean, after all.
They did some
good
singles.
They could reform.
Exactly. There's always that possibility.
They could.
If they're still
I think
on the
to
planet.
See you in that dress suit, they may well do that.
That could be taken as an appropriate comment, and Sound and Next Vision is
are
not
going
containing any inappropriate comments whatsoever, because, frankly, it's heavenly.
Discovery. I'm finding out understand that it's about give and take. And if we give to someone, we start to see opportunities too good to throw away.
Yes, I think it's the same as every other Lighthouse Family track. Never mind. From the 90s, reflecting the 80s, because they just sounded so 80s, Lighthouse Family. One of the selections that have inspired you, have you worked with them? You've talked about their sensational videos, Nick, but have you ever actually...
I haven't, Alex. No,
so it's an aspirational choice, as opposed to...
I don't know whether I'd quite say that. It was accidental. That would be closer to it. I literally tripped over the VTs and thought, yeah, they did.
Very careless. Were they just left on the road somewhere?
Well, no, they were actually on the TV.
Chucked out?
Okay. On the TV.
If you're listening as part of the Lighthouse family, or you know anybody in the Lighthouse family, we're only joshing. It's just all in good taste. At least I would say that anyway. Right, moving on. Linda Ronstadt, another surprising choice. Great singer, fantastic soul. Perhaps not quite in the same way as Laura Nyro, who influenced a lot of Linda Ronstadt's stuff, but maybe you want to check out some Laura Nyro. Another of his routines there. I'm holding up the Tom Petty Conversations book there so you can actually see it.
Yeah,
Paul Zollo. Another shameless plug there. But not the classic Linda Ronstadt that I came to appreciate so well, such as Stony Inn, or indeed I Don't Know Much.
Oh, now that is a stunning tune. I love that one. Very nice.
Don't know much because I didn't go to the University of Lincoln. But you've gone for a gambler's approach. Why have you gone for this tune? And why are you going to introduce it in your own unique way, Nick?
I tripped over this.
Again?
Introduced.
It's just a bit careless, isn't it?
It's advancing
you.
You
see my
years,
knees.
Nick?
They're bruised, grazed. It's a hell of a mess. Exactly. Everything below the waterline.
Oh. So in other words, you quite literally have been tumbling.
Indeed I have.
I'm not afraid to
Well, you don't have to, but it's a thought. Linda Ronstadt, Tumbling Dice, not Tumbling Nick Elliott. Nick, there's been stacks of stuff that you've been getting up to, including getting, in collaboration with Nick, one of the websites around that gives you, quite literally, Sue's favourite word coming up now, a smorgasbord of entertainment when it comes to Nick and Kat Elliott Productions, where if you've missed out on any of the previous 32 editions of Sound and Next Vision, or any of the business chats with Kat, or even a night in. Sue's already onto our second invitation. Other people have two invitations.
It's because I bring cake, you see.
Yeah, fine. That's why. It's
all right. I must correct you there that it's not Nick and Kat Elliott Productions. It's not. Kat's the producer. It's Nick Elliott.
That's why you're here, Nick. That's right. Why it's your show.
I didn't want people to kind of get things mixed up.
It's quite right.
Now I mean.
So, anyway, where can people find Deep Red?
They can go to deepredradio.uk.
Is it Deep Thoughts, the computer in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
No.
Nothing to do with the Watergate leak Deep Throat there?
No.
But
Deep Throat, are we on that again, Alex?
Nor indeed Deep Purple. See the way I skirted over that? It's time to keep music live.
There's ladies present.
Exactly.
Deep Throat.
Hashtag me too. Shall we go for Robert Zimmerman
and
the live edition of Tombstone Blues?
Definitely. Wonderful track.
All right then.
Wonderful.
They're cheering.
Go on.
In the factory, ain't got no shoes. That is in the heart.
So far on Volume 33 of Sound and Next Vision, we have followed the Rolling Stones, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the Lighthouse Family, Linda Ronstadt and Bob Dylan. Sue, which one of that quintet of quality are you likely to be saying, that's the one for me?
I do like Bob Dylan. I'm a bit of a Bob Dylan.
The live version of Tombstone Blues.
Yeah, because
it's sad, really, with all the number of musicians who've passed.
It's a wonderful track.
It's live.
Yeah. It's a high body count, isn't it, now?
Very high. Exactly. I mean, you know, still going to squeeze in a David Castellan, but if we can. Meanwhile, something that can be dedicated to folk who've lost anybody in any way, shape or form, although I don't think that's what Sting, Gordon and Andy had in mind when they got together to produce this little track. Also, curiously, featuring another Northeasterner, as in Mr. Sumner, former junior school teacher. Just think, if he'd stayed as a junior school teacher, the world may never have actually seen him parade around in his undies for June.
And there wouldn't have been the police.
It's very true. And the two are not connected, clearly. Sure we can. Which member of the police, Sue Royce, had a connection with the CIA? That's the Central Intelligence Agency of America. Which one?
I haven't got a clue, but I'm sure you're about to tell me.
It was the same chap who actually wrote the theme to the Edward Woodward series, The Equalizer.
Ooh.
Oh. Do you know, Nick?
Stuart Copeland.
Sorry?
Copeland.
Yes, exactly. See? He knows his stuff, he shoots, he scores. Stuart Copeland connected with the CIA. Doesn't like to talk about it, obviously, but you know, we like to expose some of the world's intelligence agencies, because, let's face it, Cat makes these productions just for the Central Intelligence Agency to listen to, or Homeland Security.
In fact, is that secret? It never broadcasts.
Yeah. Well, it does, Nick. The very fact that we're actually doing that now means that it's broadcast.
But it's only in the confines of this room.
Yeah, okay.
Meanwhile,
not waterboarding, doing something completely different with a rhythm stick. It's Ian Dury and his Blockheads.
It's Ian with it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
In the deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan
every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me. Eskimo, Arapaho, move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, sehr fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick, it's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Through.
You know, all I want to do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
Thank you, we're just happy it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Goulding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about that.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the lady.
Alternate Thursdays at 10 p.m, repeated on Saturdays at 11 p.m. It's fun for all the family, right?
Siren 107.3 FM.
Oh,
Put that air guitar down now, Sue. Put the air guitar down now, honestly, please. She's halfway up the wall.
Dear Lord.
Rock and roll. Rock chick personified. I think so. It's the competitive spirit, really. Whoa. Finally, Love in an Elevator moves on to Roadrunner. No sign of Wile E. Coyote. Or is that you, Nick?
Meep.
There you are. You can tell we've worked on the script. That's why Sound and Exhibition is so crafted. For volume 33.
Polished. Exactly. Polished. That's the word you
fourth decade of Sound and Nick's visions that have sort of worked.
Fourth decade?
Four decades worth. Goodness, we're in our fourth decade now as we head through volume 33. By the time we have our Christmas special, it will actually be the same age Captain James T. Kirk was when he started off on his first 5-year mission with the Starship Enterprise.
Or Mr. Mugabe's reign.
Heavy political point there.
Indeed.
Won't go any further because we're not about politics, we're about having fun and enjoying ourselves in a very non- threatening
political way.
No, we can be politically incorrect, except we choose
what do you
not
think
to
we
be.
Are generally.
Yes. Sue, so, I've told you before. Honestly, playing with the
sex
air guitar
before marriage,
and the way she
that?
Does this. Amy, he says three times, wanting to sort of pink the show on some kind of tangent of normality, is an interesting choice. Why have you gone for Amy Spies?
Because I've never actually aired one of her tracks before, but I did some work with her a long, long time ago.
And what sort of human being is she?
Sorry?
What sort of human being is
she? She's very nice. Mm-hmm. A little shy.
Yeah, well,
but she's very nice.
Creative. And so it's time for her to step out of the
shade. Yeah, I think play her.
You wake in a cloud every morning, ready to find somewhere to hide. You put on the news, thunderstorm warnings. Prepare for the worst you might find. You open your oversized umbrella. Like mothering arms, it keeps you safe. Watching your feet, you can't tell that there is no rain. Step out of the shade and look at the day. Out here the weather's better. Now the sky comes into view. Step into the sun. Choices. You worked for years on your art. You found a direction and your own voice. So what are you hiding in your heart? Step out of the shade and look at the day. Out here the weather's better. Now the sky comes in. New. You might find you.
indeed Werner Klemperer, who actually played Inspector Bollocks in Lost in Space. Sorry, that was a little notion off the line there. By well-known actor Werner Klemperer. Probably worth expecting that cat, but I feel it's not a little factoid information.
It's bringing something to the show, Alex. Yeah, so. Yeah, definitely.
A fun fact.
A mini factoid.
Yes, exactly. Inspector Bollocks. I just want to pass it out so that Sue can actually confirm there in terms of Werner Klemperer's
line. We're on the radio, Alex. Nobody can see that.
Well, Sue is just confirming the official line there.
All it is
true. B-O-L-I-X, and pronounced Bollocks. So there we are. Not so much Sandra, but Bollocks. Let's move on to your next choice of music, which already takes us round to the average white band, who some might say in Scotland are anything but average. Some might say that. Nick, have you got any thoughts on why you've actually gone for this particular song?
I just love the average white band.
Really?
I love a bit of greasy funk.
It's not the first time that you've actually gone for this particular band, of course.
And no, it isn't. I'm a huge fan.
If you go back through the sort of discussion, you'll find I was claiming that they were disco, and I was thinking Glitter Balls.
Really? And we're back under Bollocks.
You were thinking funk. Let the listener make up their mind. When will you be mine?
Out of here with me. So
Don't worry, we will be able to fit in the David Cassidy tune, which I'm offering up as the, not so much sacrificial offering, but to the team as my line, because we've had suggestions for How Can I Be Sure, Cherish, Could It Be Forever? No. We're going to go for something which you may not have heard of, but I think has got much more in keeping with sound and Nick's vision. Annie Lennox. This could be a sort of runner and rider in Sue's
wonderful
choice
track.
Because, again, the 11th one on the programme today. Any particular reasons?
No, just I think it should have been there. Just top draw.
Yes, and it's Kim Carnes, of course, best known for Betty Davis Eyes, who is joining in that particular number. Breaking Down Again, David Cassidy, that's the 12th item in Sound and Nick's Vision. We've had the Rolling Stones, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the Lighthouse Family, Linda Ronstadt, Bob Dylan, the Police, Ian Dury, Aerosmith, A.B. Smith, Average White Band, Annie Lennox, and that was my David Cassidy chance. First time you've allowed me to put something in there, Nick. There we are.
I'm like that, though, Alex.
Yeah, there you are. No limits to his generosity.
No, we're still romancing.
Which one are you going to go for, Sue?
Well, it was going to be Annie Lennox until I heard that, but I think Mr. Cassidy has it. Well, it's very nice to you.
R.I.P. D.C.
Definitely.
Exactly. Good stuff. And we finish with Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Ringo Starr and George Harrison, two of whom are now probably doing trios with David Cassidy.
One of my favourite Beatles tracks.
All right, then. Well, three words to actually say before we wrap up on the whole sort of sequence, because it is the end with the Beatles. Three little words to see us out in November. Not happy Thanksgiving, but...
Keep music live.